back to Radio Entrepreneurs again. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is the Monday edition, and we're now talking to Greg Stoller, our international business reporter from Boston College. Welcome back, Greg.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Good evening.
Good. Thank you. Greg, lots going on in business and lots going on at school. I know we're going to be talking to George Donnelly also about international business today, and Boston is a hotbed for that. And let's hear your perspective from the from inside of Boston College.
I think that internationally things are starting to get a little bit better. I think 2014 is going to be a very interesting year, probably far more interesting than 2013. The big question, of course, is the China question. Are they going to be able to figure it out or not? I was very encouraged to hear their reports a couple of weeks ago about them lessening the use of their labor camps, also lessening the one child per family policy. And I think that China is really trying to improve its soft landing, if you will. And I think Europe is hopefully going to be well on its way to figuring itself out as well. It's been a long road to hoe in terms of the central banks, both in the UK as well as in the EU. But I think slowly but surely, things are starting to improve, albeit maybe at baby steps.
Well, can you give us a little bit more specifics? You say you're in
China. Sure. So I'm going to be headed to China in January. Depending on who you speak to, things are either downright awful or not so bad. And I think a lot of that is based on the sector that people are doing business in. I think that manufacturing has changed so many times in the past 5 to 15 years, but in the past, I would say 18 months, it's gone through a significant sea change. You've got different migration patterns. You've got companies that can't keep up. I think that people have, unfortunately, and I'm talking Chinese executives, have come to the conclusion that if their labor costs are increasing, that at least right now with the condition of the EU and the United States, you can't just push through a price increase. Traditionally, if you go back, 20 years ago, and your component costs were increasing, it's very easy to goose it on the back end by increasing the price the consumer pays by 3, 5, 7%. You can't just do that right now with the United States in the economic condition that we're in and in the EU being in the condition that they're in, and given what's been happening in terms of unemployment, et cetera.
Interesting. So what's going on with your students as well?
Our students are confronting this not from an international perspective, but all 18 of my teams. I've got 103 students working in 18 teams this semester. This past Friday, they each turned in full-length business plans on ventures that they were involved with. Some of those, of course, had international connections. Most of them were domestic. But I think that most people are finding that it's not such a bad thing anymore to actually show revenue increase over the next 3 to 5 years. It's not such a bad thing anymore to show that you can actually raise $500,000, $1 million, and have that money come in stages. That, you know, with the Dow teetering above that 16,000 mark, a lot of the horror stories from 2008, 2009, 2010 are hopefully well in everybody's rearview mirrors.
Interesting. So how are your students taking this?
I think my students are taking it well. You know, this weekend is pretty interesting in the sense that I had a lot of reading to do as you read through all 18 of these. I still love the business planning process. I know I've participated in the debates. I've read a lot of those papers that nobody does business plans anymore. It's a lost art. I still think it's a great way, especially for graduate business students, to really figure out how a business is financed, how it's developed, and how it hopefully, if not under their watch, but somebody else's watch, i.e. the entrepreneurs, will eventually be implemented and launched. And I think that dovetails nicely with the comments that you and I were talking about previously about international business. I really do believe that if you go through this process, you become a true student of business, and then you are able to learn that much more when you go back into the workforce. I think all of not all of the stuff, but the majority of the stuff that I've learned about international business has been from actually going to these locales, whether it be Beijing, Shanghai, going to France, as we mentioned on this broadcast last month. You just learn so much from the inside out about how things are going.
Interesting. So, you know, again, just to be a little bit redundant, anything coming up with the school that we need to know about?
The school's doing great. Our program is doing terrifically well. Our evening MBA program just made great strides in one of the many reviews that come that rank all of these schools, etc. The next big excitement for me is that I'm going to be taking 14 different students to Beijing with me in January. In fact, the top general manager of the company that has hosted us for the past 10 years was just in Boston a couple of weeks ago. So I had the opportunity to host him, and some of the students joined him and myself for brunch and got the chance to know him. And the students in that class are weeks away, not even, probably through maybe 2 to 3 weeks away of submitting their final reports. I will bring 14 of them with me over to Beijing in January, and then those students are going to present twice, once to the consulting firm, who is our client, who the general manager just visited us a couple of weeks ago, and then the students will go into the field and present to their clients' clients.
Wow. And then what?
And then it's time to come back and start planning the next trip. I just received confirmation late last week that our May 2014 trip is a go, and I will hopefully be taking 24 other students this year, or this cycle, I should say, to Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, Seoul, South Korea, Beijing, China, and Hong Kong.
So what happened with your students that won this this big business award? Has fame...
MS Challenge? You have a very good memory.
Yes, has fame affected them?
Fame has not affected them. I think that's a very good question. I think the sheer excitement of winning has now become an event of the past, even if the past was a couple of weeks ago. And I think now, don't get me wrong, everyone loves the accolades. Everyone loves the excitement of knowing that they were an award recipient. But now I think the real hard part starts, which is figuring out how to build a business. I mean, in their particular case, this is rechargeable batteries and new battery technology. They've been at the planning of this now for a long time, probably almost a full year. And the question is, what do you do now? I think they've proven beyond a reasonable doubt that the technology works, that the technology needs investment. They have vetted the technology as well as the secret sauce, if you will, to multiple people. The majority of those people have come back favorably. So now the question is, what do you do?
Right.
And I think it's a great learning opportunity for them as well as other students to say, good for you. You really have taken the time to dot I's and cross T's and build the planning infrastructure of a business. Now how do you implement it?
Good. Wow, there's a lot going on before the new year for you.
There's a lot going on before the new year, but I'm so happy to have these opportunities, and it's fun to be busy for good reason. You know, not busy for busy's sake, but it's just fun to be able to sort of follow through on some of these projects. The January trip, as I mentioned, it has been 6 months of research starting in June 1st. It's going to be fun to watch that come to fruition, and I really tip my hat to our students. They put a lot of work into these business plans, and it was fun reading all 18 of them this past weekend.
Good. Again, always great having you on the show, keeping us informed. If someone wants to get hold of you or contact you, how would they do that?
Sure. My BC email address, please, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
It's gregory.stoller.1@bc.edu. That's GREGORY. S as in Sam, TOLLER. .1@bc, as in Boston College, .edu.
Greg, always great having you on the show. I look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you, Jeffrey, and best wishes for safe travels and a happy Thanksgiving for you and your family.
Thank you. Same to you. This is Radio Entrepreneurs with Greg Stoller. Always glad to have Greg on the show. A great reporter, great insights into the economy and to the world and how everything is changing. Greg, we'll speak to you next week on Radio Entrepreneurs.